Because David was a shepherd.
因为大卫他就是个牧人。
But not only he was a shepherd, he was a sheep himself.
不光他是牧人，他自己也是羊。
So therefore, this psalm was written from the perspective of a sheep.
所以这个诗篇是从一个羊的角度来写。
Let's turn to Psalm 23.
让我们大家翻开到诗篇二十三篇。
Chapter 23 of Psalm.
就是诗篇的第二十三篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul.He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
That's a further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we're so grateful for your faithfulness.
父啊，我们感谢你的信实。
All the way you have led me through this year.
你一路带领我们经过这一年。
Now.We come to the final day of this year.
现在我们到了这一年最后的一天。
We want to come and worship you.
我们愿意来敬拜你。
We want to say, Lord, there is a mercy and goodness follow us.
我们要说必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And we want to commit this hour into your hands.
我们愿意把下面这一个小时交在你的手中。
We want to reflect upon this year together.
我们愿意来一起反思这一年。
And we want to ask you to reveal your heart to all of us.
而且求你把你的心向我们敞开。
So that we can know how to follow you in this new year.
让我们可以知道如何在下面这一年来跟随你。
We know our own weakness.
我们知道自己的软弱。
Therefore, we ask for your mercy for this hour.
所以我们求你的怜悯来遮盖下面这一个小时。
For the speaking, for the translation, for the hearing.
为着讲的，为着翻译的，也为着听的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Now this is a very special song.
这首诗篇是非常特别的。
Because it was written from experience.
因为这是从经历里面写出来的。
And every word, every sentence that touch our heart.
里面的每一句都摸着我们的心。
Because this is a shepherd, and a sheep.
因为他是牧人，他也是羊。
Now we need to be a sheep before we understand shepherding.
我们要明白牧养的事，必须先来做一只羊。
No one appreciates the shepherding of the Lord than David himself.
没有人像大卫他自己那样这么的感激神的牧养。
Out of his own personal experience, he composed this beautiful hymn.
所以出于他个人的经历，他写了这篇这么美好的诗篇。
And David was a shepherd himself from his youth.
而大卫他本人从年轻开始，从年少开始就是一个牧人。
At a very young age, David was a shepherd.
非常年轻的时候，他就是一个牧人了。
And later in his life, David was the shepherd of Israel.
在他生命的后来，他也成为整个以色列的牧人。
If if we want to learn how to do the work of shepherding, then David was a great teacher.
如果我们要来学习牧养，那大卫就是一个最好的教师。
David said in this psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd."
大卫在这里讲到，耶和华是我的牧者。
By saying this, David recognized he himself is a sheep.
啊，当他这样写的时候，他意识到自己是一只羊。
And being a sheep, David was very thankful that he has a shepherd.
作为羊来说，他非常的感激为着牧者。
You know, what is the best thing that can happen to a sheep?
对羊来说，啊，能够发生的最好的事是什么？
Brother and sister, think about it. What is the best thing that can ever happen to a sheep?
弟兄姐妹们，来思想一下，对一只羊，有什么是最好的事呢？
It is not a green pasture.
并不是青草地。
It is not a quiet waters.
也不是安歇的水边。
It is not even the table before his enemies.
甚至不是在敌人面前的宴席。
It's not the anointing.
也不是那膏油。
It's not the overflowing cup.
也不是福杯的满溢。
Although everything I just said is a wonderful thing.
那没错，刚才我所讲到的这些都是奇妙的。
But that is not the best thing that can ever happen to a sheep.
但这些都不是对羊来说最好的那一件。
The best thing that can ever happen to a sheep is a shepherd.
对羊来说，最好的就是他有一个牧者。
Having a shepherd, you will have everything I just said.
如果你有一个牧者，刚才所提到的一切都可以有。
You have a shepherd, you will have a green pasture.
如果你有牧者，那你就有青草地。
If you have a shepherd, you will have the quiet waters.
如果你有牧者，你就有安歇的水。
If you have a shepherd, you will have a table before the enemies.
如果你有牧者，那你就有在敌人面前的宴席。
If you have a shepherd, your head will be anointed.
如果你有牧者，你的头就会满了膏油。
If you have a shepherd, your cup overflows.
如果你有牧者，你就会福杯满溢。
Therefore, by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd," David commits himself to the Lord.
所以当大卫这么说，耶和华是我的牧者的时候，他就把自己交给神。
When you have a shepherd, you have no good besides the shepherd.
啊，如果你是有牧者的话，那在牧者之外就没有其他好处。
When the Lord is your shepherd, he is everything to you.
如果神是我们的牧，是你的牧者，那，他就是你的一切。
Therefore, you outside of the shepherd, you don't need anything.
所以在这个牧者之外，你也不需要再有其他。
Therefore, as we come to the end of this year,
所以当我们来到今年的末了，
after we have gone through all the things that happened in 2017,
当我们经历了在2017年发生的这所有的事，
is the Lord our shepherd?
神耶和华是不是我们的牧者？
Can everyone here say, "The Lord is my shepherd"?
在座的每一个人，可不可以也同样说，耶和华是我的牧者？
If the Lord is my shepherd, I will not look for green pasture.
如果耶和华是我的牧者，我不会自己去寻找
青草地。Because the Lord is my green pasture.
因为神他就是我的青草地。
If the Lord is my shepherd, I do not have to look for quiet waters.
如果耶和华是我的牧者，我也不需要自己去寻找安歇的水边。
To try to set up a table in the wilderness before my enemies.
我也不会试着在敌人面前摆设宴席。
I don't need to worry about how can I get my head anointed.
我也不会去思虑如何让这个油膏了我的头。
I will not have to worry about whether my cup can be filled.
我也不会去这样忧虑怎么样来使福杯满意。
Brother and sister, we are not wise enough to find green pastures.
弟兄姐妹们，我们并没有这样的智慧可以自己找青草地。
Therefore, we have to recognize this precious fact that the Lord is my shepherd.
所以我们必须来寻找得着这个宝贵的这一点，就是耶和华是我的牧者。
If the Lord is truly our shepherd, then I shall not want.
如果耶和华是我的牧者，我就必不致缺乏。
I should not have anything that I want.Myself.
对于我来讲，也不需要再去寻求任何其他的事。
Is this a reality today?
今天这是不是我们的实际呢？
If this is reality, then in our heart, we shall not want.
如果这是实际，那在我们的心里面就必不致缺乏。
Anyone in this room that you say, I have no want.
在这个房间里面的每一个人，是不是可以这样说，我必不致缺乏？
No, David has the need just like you and I.
其实大卫跟你我一样，也有他的需求。
But in David's experience, all his needs are met by the Lord, by the shepherd.
但是在大卫的经历里面，他所有的需要，神都已经满足。
The Lord is all he ever needs.
耶和华就是他所需要的一切。
This word is from a person that who was shepherded by a good shepherd.
这些话就是出于一个被大牧者所牧养的人。
It is wonderful if every one of us here can say, "The Lord is my shepherd."
如果今天在座的每一个人都可以说耶和华是我的牧者，这是何等美好的事！
If we really love a person,
如果我们真的爱一个人
，and we should bring this person to a stay, then this person can say, "The Lord." Is my shepherd.
我们把一个人带到一个地步，这个人可以说耶和华是我的牧者。
And this is the work of shepherding.
这个工作就是牧养。
This is the responsibility that Lord has given to us.
这也是神给我们的责任。
We should care for one another.
我们需要彼此的关怀。
We should love one another.
我们需要彼此相爱。
So that one day that this person can say, "The Lord is my shepherd."
所以有一天，这个人也可以说，耶和华是我的牧者。
And I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
So who is going to do the work of shepherding in the church?
那在教会里面，谁来做牧养的工作？
Of course, you will say, it is responsibility of the workers and the elders.
也许我们很自然讲，那就是那些工人还有长老的职分。
It is true.
没错。
Now the workers and elders have this responsibility of shepherding.
长老跟工人，他们确实有牧养的责任。
But in Scripture, we also see that Paul encouraged all the saints.
但是我们在神的话语里面也看到保罗来鼓励每一个人。
To bear one another's burden.
你们个人的重担要互相担当。
Our Lord Jesus gave us a new commandment, loving one another.
而且耶稣给我们一条新命令，让我们彼此相爱。
That told us that we all have a responsibility of caring for one another.
所以这告诉我们，我们有一个责任要彼此关爱。
No, shepherding is a function and a gift.
这个牧养是一个是一个
功能
也是一个恩赐。
It is a mistake to think shepherding is a position.
如果我们想到牧养是一个地位的话，那这是错的。
It is a mistake we think shepherding is a title.
如果我们觉得这是一个职位的话，那也是错的。
It is a function out of love.
这是一个从爱里面出来的功用。
It is through shepherding one another.Then we will recognize we are the disciple of the Lord.
是借着在牧养里面，我们才会意识到自己是主的门徒。
This morning we want to look at this psalm.
所以今天我们来看这个诗篇。
We want to look at eight steps of shepherding.
我们看到牧养里面的有八步。
And from leading a sheep.From youth to maturities, there are eight different stages.
当我们带领一只羊牧养它，从生命开始到成熟，有八个步骤。
And those eight stages are captured by this beautiful song.
而这八个步骤就被这首美好的诗歌诗篇所包括。
As a parent, especially the parent with very young child.
对于父母，尤其如果你的孩子还幼小的时候。
This is a wonderful encouragement for us.
这对我们是一个很奇妙的鼓励。
How can we shepherd our child from youth to maturity?
如何让我们的孩子牧养他从年少到成熟？
Every one of us should learn from David and how to care for one another.
所以我们需要从大卫来学如何彼此关爱。
Right, step number one.
第一步,
he makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
You know, the sheep has no clue whether a pasture is a good pasture or bad pasture.
对于羊来说，它完全没有办法知道这个青草地到底是好的呢，还是不好的。
The sheep has no ability to distinguish from a nutritious pasture and poisonous pasture.
对羊来说，这个青草地里面的青草是有营养呢，还是有毒，它是不能分清的。
For the sheep, all pastures are good pastures.
因为对羊来讲，只要看到青草，那都是好的。
The sheep will eat anything.
而且羊什么都吃。
As long as it's green.
只要是绿色的。
And therefore, the sheep need a shepherd to lead them into the good green pasture.
所以这羊需要有牧者带领它进入到好的青草地。
And the shepherds know the sheep so well.
而且这牧者如此的了解他的羊。
No, there are different pastures.
因为有不同的青草地。
There are different herbs.
而且有不同的羊群。
And the shepherd know the stage of the growth of the sheep and will lead the sheep to the right pasture.
而作为牧者，他知道每个羊群他现在的光景怎么样，就带不同的羊群去到不同的青草地。
At the right time, and the sheep need the right pasture.
在合适的时刻，羊群需要一个合适的青草地。
So when we apply this spiritually, that we need to bring spiritual food to our children or our brothers and sisters.
所以在属灵的应用里面，我们需要来喂养我们的孩子或者弟兄姐妹这样的青草。
Today we sometimes find God's people hunger and thirst for spiritual food.
经常我们看到神的儿女在神的话语里面饥渴慕义。
And due to the hunger and thirst, many people start looking for green pasture themselves.
因着这些饥渴，他们就开始自己来寻找青草地。
Once they found the pasture, then they will actually tell other saints to come to the same pasture.
当他们找到一块青草地之后，还来告诉其他的弟兄姐妹，哎，这里有一块青草地。
So we have to be careful about this.
所以我们在这件事上必须要很小心。
If you try to share a pasture to other brothers and sisters, you need to be careful about this.
所以如果你要把一块青草地跟弟兄姐妹分享的时候，要非常非常小心。
First of all, do you know this is good pasture or a poisonous pasture?
第一件事，你怎么知道这块青草地是有营养还是有毒？
How can you be confident enough that the pasture that you deem is a green pasture is indeed a green pasture?
你怎么能够有这样的信心，就是你认为好的青草地确实是好的？
If we are humble enough before the Lord, we should actually ask for another older brother or sister to say, can you check the pastures? Is this a good pasture or not a good pasture?
如果我们在主里面已经学习了谦卑的功课，那应该到年长的弟兄姐妹面前，请他们来验证这是不是一块好的青草地。
If you have the confirmation from other saints that indeed that this is a good pasture, and it's much better that way.
如果你真的从年长的弟兄姐妹那里得到印证，这是好的青草地，这是何等好的一件事呢？
Or the other way, you need to think about whether this pasture is the right pasture for this brother or this sister.
甚至你要想想这块青草地对于这个弟兄姐妹当时是不是合适。
Do you know this brother or sister well enough that this pasture is the right pasture for him or her at this time?
你要了解弟兄姐妹到一个地步，知道这块青草地是不是当时他所需要的。
If I send this pasture to 20 brothers and sisters, that means I understand the spiritual need of these 20 brothers and sisters.
如果我把这块青草地发给二十个弟兄姐妹，那我应该了解这二十个弟兄姐妹需要的，现在需要的就是这块青草地。
If you send this pasture to 100 brothers and sisters, that means you are confident you know the spiritual condition of this 100 brothers and sisters.
如果你把青草地发给100个弟兄姐妹，那你应该有信心，就是这100个弟兄姐妹当时需要的就是这块青草地。
Therefore, we have to be careful.
所以我们必须小心。
Is this a good pasture?
这是不是一块好的青草地
？Is this the pasture that my brother, my sister need at this time?
这块青草地是不是我的弟兄姐妹现在所需要的
？Then, not only you we are led to the green pasture, the shepherd makes us lie down in green pasture.
不光这个牧者把羊带到青草地，而且使他们躺卧在青草地上。
So what the sheep was doing when he was lying down?
当这个羊躺卧的时候，他在做什么呢
？Because the sheep need time to chew.
因为这个羊需要时间来倒嚼。
So that this grass will become nutrition to the body.
所以这个青草可以成为身体可以得营养。
So a good shepherd always make the sheep lie down on green pastures.
所以一个好的牧者总是让羊躺卧在青草地上。
So the sheep has time to digest the food.
所以这个羊可以来消化这些食物。
So in the same way, we need to make sure the brother and sister have time to digest.The spiritual food before we pass out another spiritual food.
所以我们也需要确认弟兄姐妹们有时间消化属灵里面的食物，然后再开始喂养。
Without digesting, spiritual food become head knowledge.
如果没有这个消化，这些属灵的营养只能成为头脑的知识。
And the head knowledge will not be able to help us.
这些头脑的知识并不帮助我们。
Before.We can make other brothers and sisters lie down to green pasture. Ourselves must be able to lie down on green pasture ourselves.
所以当我们带领其他的弟兄姐妹躺卧在青草地之前，我们自己要先躺卧在青草地上。
So brothers and sisters, do you lie down on green pastures today?
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天你有没有躺卧在青草地上
？As a parent.Do you lie down on green pastures today?
作为父母，你今天有没有躺卧在青草地上
？If you never lie down on green pasture, how is it possible you're going to lead your child one day to lie down on green pastures?
如果你自己还没有躺卧在青草地上，怎么可能你有一天可以带儿女躺卧在青草地上
？If we want our child one day.To lie down on green pastures. We need to lie down on green pasture today.
如果我们期望儿女有一天躺卧在青草地上，那今天我们就要躺卧在青草地上。
Step number two.
第二步。
He leads me beside quiet waters.
他领我在可安歇的水边。
No, drinking is as important as eating.
这个饮水跟吃食物一样的重要。
So what are these quiet waters?
这些安歇的水是什么呢
？Quiet water spiritually mean the Holy Spirit.
安歇的水在属灵里面就讲到圣灵。
Holy Spirit always come in a quiet and still way.
圣灵来到总是在一个安静平稳的状况。
He speaks with a small still voice.
他是以那微小的声音来说话。
So it is quiet water.
所以这是安静的水。
So when we care for others.
所以当我们来关爱其他人的时候。
When we love our brothers and sisters.
当我们爱弟兄姐妹的时候。
There is a common mistake.
有一个非常普遍的问题。
We lead the brother and sister to ourselves.
我们把弟兄姐妹们带到自己的面前。
How do we do that?
我们怎么会这样呢
？We give them answers.
我们把答案告诉对方。
We give them advice.
我们把建议给对方。
We tell them what to do.
告诉他们该如何行。
When someone brought a problem before you, it's very, very tempting to tell this person what to do.
当一个人把问题带到你面前的时候，总有一个我们里面的一个倾向要把。答案告诉他
And that's the easiest way to solve a problem.
因为这是解决问题最好的办法
If I tell you what to do and you just do it, the problem is solved.
如果我告诉你该如何做，你也跟着去行的话，那问题就解决了。
But
是不是
if we doing so, we bring this person to ourselves.
但如果这么做的话，那我们就把这个人带到自己的面前。
Because next time when he has a problem, he has to come back to you again to get another answers.
因为他下次再有问题，又会来到你面前，又得另一个答案。
So we need to bring this person to quiet waters.
所以我们需要把这个人带到可安歇的水边。
We need to encourage our brother sister to come before the Holy Spirit to inquire of the Lord.
所以我们需要把弟兄姐妹们带到圣灵面前，让他们在神面前安静。
To pray to the Lord, ask the Lord what he or she should do.
向神祷告，求神来启示他该如何行。
So this brother or sister will learn how to discern the will of the Lord.
所以这个弟兄或者姐妹到时候就可以分辨神要他如何行。
Concerning the practical thing in his or her life.
在他这个生命实际里面来学习该如何行。
And this is a quiet water.
这个是可安歇的水。
No, as a parent, this is awfully difficult to do.
对于父母，这是非常困难的事。
Because as a parent, we're much more experienced in life.
因为我们在生命里面比儿女更有经验。
So when our child comes with a problem, we always have answers.
所以当儿女来到我们面前，马上我就会有答案。
And we just don't understand why this child couldn't understand.
甚至我们不了解这个孩子怎么就不懂呢？
No, this is coming from 30 years of experience.
因为你有三十年的经历了
，maybe 40 years of experience，
也许四十年的经验
no, ，it can't be wrong，
不会错了
，and it is right thing to do，
一定是要这么做才对
，but it is not quiet waters，
但这不是可安歇的水
，so what we should do，
我们应该如何行
？Now even that you know the right answers，
就算你知道对的答案
，you still need to encourage the brother or sister to come to the quiet waters。Him or herself.
也要鼓励弟兄姐妹他个人自己到可安歇的水边。
Then afterwards you can fellowship with him or her.
在这个之后你再与他交通关于对错。
And、to see what the Lord has revealed to him or her.
看看神对着他已经启示了什么。
Then you can either confirm the answer or you can correct the answer.
这个时候你可以去印证也可以去更正
because sometimes as we learn how to discern the will of the Lord we make mistakes as well
因为有的时候我们自己在分辨神旨意的时候也会出错的
but we need to let our brother to try
但是我们需要让弟兄姐妹去尝试
then through the fellowship and more fellowship then to help our brother to come to the quiet waters
然后借着交通再交通带弟兄姐妹们来到可安歇的水边。
How do we do this practically?
那在实际里面如何来操练呢
？You pray with him or her.
你与他一同祷告。
This is the way to bring a person to the quiet waters. You pray with him.
这就是怎么样带一个人到可安歇的水边，与他一同祷告。
So in the future when someone bring a problem to you.
当有人带他的问题到你面前的时候
，Of course we need to listen.
首先我们要听。
We have to understand the situation.
需要了解当时的景况是什么。
Otherwise, how can you pray without even knowing the situation?
不然的话，你根本不了解情况，怎么跟他一起祷告
？So we need to listen.
所以我们需要倾听。
We need to use our ears.
用我们的耳朵。
You know, as a parent, sometimes we don't use our ear at all.
有的时候作为父母我们的耳朵完全没有功用
Because we believe we know this child inside out
我们相信自己对这个孩子里外都清楚了
Therefore we don't need to listen to him anymore
所以我甚至不需要再来听他
Therefore we don't use our ears
所以我们没有使用自己的耳朵
We need to listen first
但我们需要先来倾听
So we understand the situation
来了解当时的情况
Then we pray with him
然后与他一同祷告
Then we pray with him
我们与他一同祷告。
Try not to give your answers right away. Even you knew the answers.
虽然你知道那个答案，但试一下，不要马上把答案给对方。
That bring the whole situation to quiet waters.
这就把整个事情带进这个可安歇的水边。
Number three.
第三。
He restored my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
The word restore can also be translated to revive.
这个苏醒也可以翻译成复兴。
You know, the sheep is very temperamental.
这个羊是非常情绪化的。
One day it is up, the next day is down.
今天还是高高兴兴，马上第二天就变成非常的悲哀。
No, one day is very zealous, the other day is falling away.
有一天这么热心，第二天马上就退后了。
One day it is very healthy, next day he's sick.
今天很健康，突然他就得病了。
In the same way, we have our ups and downs.
同样的，我们每个人都有高峰，也有低谷。
And we have our weakness, and we will fall away sometimes.
我们也都是这么软弱，也都会跌倒退后。
No, even Apostle Paul said this in the Second Corinthians.
甚至在那个哥林多后书，保罗使徒保罗也这样说。
Paul said, "Who is weak without my being weak?"
他说谁不谁软弱我不软弱呢？
If Paul can say this,
如果保罗也是这样讲，
then how can any one of us here say I will never be weak?
那我们中间有任何人怎么可能有任何人说我从来不会软弱？
Therefore, all of us experience weakness.
所以我们都经历了软弱。
But how can we restore others?
但是我们怎样来复兴另外的人一位弟兄姐妹？
Only a person experienced being restored by the shepherd can restore others.
只有一个被牧者复兴过的人才能够复兴另其他的人。
You know, we know the Peter was chosen to shepherd the flock.
我们知道彼得被拣选来牧养羊群。
But Peter has a problem.
但是彼得有一个问题。
Peter has no sympathy for others.
他对其他人没有同情。
Because he doesn't believe that how can you fall away?
因为他不能理解这个人为什么会退后。
So he said to the Lord, you know, everybody will fall away, but not Peter.
然后他就跟主说，别的人都离开你，我绝不会离开你。
He lacked the sympathy.
他里面没有同情。
If you have no sympathy, you will never be able to restore your brothers and sisters.
如果你里面没有同情，那你就不能恢复其他的弟兄姐妹们。
Therefore, Peter was led to a situation that he fell away.
所以彼得被带到一个地步，他自己就是跌倒退后的。
Then the Lord said, I pray for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
所以主耶稣对他说。我已经为了你祷告，当你被恢复之后，你就回来再来刚强其他的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, when Peter learned sympathy, then he's qualified to be a shepherd.
所以当彼得他自己灵魂苏醒被恢复之后，就可以来牧养其他的弟兄姐妹。
Our Lord Jesus is full of sympathy.
我们的主耶稣里面满了同情。
Because this came out of his own experience.
因为这也是他自己的经历。
Even though he is the Son of God, he still have to learn obedience through the things which he suffered.
虽然他是神的儿子，他也要借着苦难来学习顺服。
Therefore, he is able to be the one who is able to save us to the uttermost.
所以他可以成为那一位可以拯救我们到底。
So, brothers and sisters, do you have sympathy?For brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你对着其他的弟兄或者姐妹里面有没有过同情？
We cannot restore others if we do not have sympathy in our heart.
如果我们心里面没有同情，不能去恢复其他的弟兄姐妹。
Though sometimes when I heard some sharing from some saints,
有的时候我听到一些圣徒的交通，
it troubles me because there's no sympathy in the sharing.
在我里面很难受，因为在他的话里我听不到里面有同情。
Without sympathy, we were not able to love one another.
如果连同情都没有，我们不可能彼此相爱。
Therefore, we need to come to the Lord and to to see how sympathetic our Lord has been toward us.
所以我们需要来到主面前，看看主耶稣何等对着我们满了同情。
That His sympathy becomes our sympathy.
他的同情也可以成为我们的同情。
Otherwise, we can never restore anybody.
不然的话，我们不可能复兴任何一位。
You can only judge others, but you will never be able to restore anybody.
你可以论断其他人，但你不会恢复一个人。
Number four.
第四。
He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
You know, if you look at the pictures of a shepherd, you will find the shepherd walks before the sheep.
如果你看一个牧者的图画，他是在羊群前面走。
Never on the side or behind.
既不在羊群的旁边，也不在羊群的背后。
The shepherd always leads the sheep.
牧者总是带领羊群。
Therefore, the path of the shepherd is the path of the sheep.
所以这个牧者所走的路就是羊群所走的路。
So today, sometimes we wish our children will walk on a path of righteousness.
今天我们总是期望自己的儿女走一条义路。
The only way you can do that is yourself walk on this path of righteousness.
但是只有你自己走在这条义路上才可能。
There's no other way.
没有其他的路。
You cannot say like, sheep, this is the way you go. I'm here, I'll stay behind.
你不能说对羊讲, 哎, 这是一条义路, 然后我自己站在后面。
No sheep would be able to do that.
没有一个羊可以这样走路。
The only way you would let the sheep to walk on certain paths is the shepherd walking in front of them.
唯有一个办法让羊走在义路上，就是牧者自己走在前面。
So what is this path of righteousness?
那这个义路是什么？
We may think of many, many different things.
我们可以想到许多的事情。
But I want to simplify this.
但我想简单化一点。
No, do not think about many, many things.
不要想很多的事。
There is one thing.
只有一件事。
If you do this one thing, you walk on the path of righteousness.
如果你做到了，就是走在义路上。
You give the right to the Lord.
就是把你的权利让给主。
Lord has every right over you.
主在你身上有所有的权利。
You give Him the priority of your life.
你把你生命里面的优先给主。
You do the will of the Lord in your life.
在你的生命里面来遵行他的旨意。
Then you walk on the path of righteousness.
那你就走在义路上。
Because the Lord walked on the path of righteousness.
因为主他就是走在义路上的。
So simply to say, if you want to walk on the path of righteousness, you follow the Lord Jesus.
或者简单的来说，你要走在这条义路上，就来跟随主。
You give Him the priority.
把你的优先给他。
Where He is place you shall be.
他在哪里，你就应当在哪里。
What He likes, you like.
他所喜爱的，应该就是你所喜爱的。
What He hates, you hate.
他所憎恶的，就应该是你所憎恶的。
This is the path of righteousness.
这就是义路。
If we walk on the path of righteousness, then our children will walk on the path of righteousness.
如果我们自己走在义路上，那我们的儿女也可以走在义路上。
So, brother and sister, are we doing the will of the Lord?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有遵行主的旨意？
Do we give the Lord the rights over our life?
有没有把我们生命里的主权交给神？
Are we walking on the path of righteousness?
我们有没有行走在这条义路上？
That's number four.
这是第四点。
Number five.
第五点。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil, for you are with me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
We all go through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们都已经行过死荫的幽谷。
But we have to remember one thing.
但要记得一点。
The key word here is the shadow.
在这里讲到的那个关键词是影子。
It's a shadow of death.
是一个死因的幽谷。
It's not death.
不是死。
But we do go through many different things.
我们经历了许多不同的事。
For example, maybe a tragic matter happened throughout life.
也许在生命里面一件很悲惨的事。
Or a death.
一个灾难性的事
of someone we love so much,
或者我们所爱的人离开我们
or a job we didn't get,
或者有一个工作我没有得到
you know, to us it's a valley of shadow of death
对我们来讲就是一个死因的幽谷
so how do we care for our brother who experienced this valley of shadow of death
那对于一个弟兄或者姐妹经历死因幽谷的时候，我们当如何行呢
？David said, "When I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil."
大卫这样讲：“我虽然行过死因的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
”And he found the Lord with him.
他发现主与他同在。
This is the key.
这就是这件事的关键。
When we can find a Lord in that valley of shadow of death, then you fear no evil.
如果在这个死因的幽谷里面，你可以发现神与你同在的话，那你就不怕遭害。
So shepherding means that when our brother or sister are in need, we make ourselves available to them.
所以牧养就代表，当弟兄姐妹在死因幽谷的时候，我们与他在一起。
We may not have words to comfort them.
甚至有的时候我们连安慰的话都没有。
Oftentimes, we have no word to comfort them.
有的时候，很多时候我们没有安慰人的话。
At almost all situations, when someone is in the valley of shadow of death, we have no words to comfort them.
经常当一个人在死因的幽谷的时候，我们没有话可以安慰对方。
If we say too much, we will make things worse.
甚至我们讲的越多，这个事情就越麻烦。
We're like the three friends of Job.
就像约伯的三个朋友。
We make Job even more miserable.
让这个约伯越来越悲惨。
So we can use our word to comfort someone experience the valley of shadow of death.
所以我们不能用话来安慰一个在死因幽谷里的人。
But we need to be there.
但是我们需要在那里。
We need to pray with them.
我们需要与他们一同祷告。
We need to sing a song with them.
我们需要与他们一同歌唱。
We need to be able to hear them.
需要来倾听。
Because when we were there, they are comforted.
因为当我们在那里的时候，对方就可以得安慰。
It's not our words.
不是我们的话语。
It is our presence.
是我们跟他在一起。
It is the care in our heart.
这是在我们心里面的这个关爱。
If you love your brother and sisters,
如果你爱你的弟兄姐妹的话
then you make yourself available in times of their need.
就是在他们需要的时候，把你的时间留出来给他们。
So, brother and sister, are we available when our brothers or sisters in need?
所以，当弟兄姐妹有需要的时候，你那个时候是不是可以把你自己来跟他放在一起
？Number six,
第六点
，Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You know the rod.It's very useful in the hands of a shepherd.
这个杖在牧者手里非常的有用。
You know, the rod is a multi-function device.
这个杖是多功能的杖。
You can use the rod to protect your sheep.
你可以用它来保护你的羊群。
From enemies, deception, hearsay, and even false teaching.
就是这些仇敌他们的欺骗甚至异端还有一些邪说。
So we have to have that rod in our hands.
所以在手里面我们要有这个杖。
And the rod can be used to count the sheep.
而且这个杖可以来数点羊群。
So when the sheep coming back to the flock in the evening, the shepherd is counting the sheep. Use the rod to count the sheep one by one.
所以当羊群晚上归圈的时候，这个牧者要用这个杖一个一个来数点每一只羊。
You know, we need some brother and sister in the assembly have that kind of rod.
所以我们在聚会里面需要有弟兄姐妹有手里有这样的杖。
You know, counting the brother and sister.
就是在这里数弟兄姐妹们。
You know, so and so have not come to assembly for 3 weeks.
有一个弟兄或者姐妹已经有三个礼拜没有来聚会了。
And those have this rod in their hands, they knew it.
当手里有杖的人，他知道的。
Because they are counting.
因为他们在数点。
It's not a title. It's not a official position. It's a function.
不是一个头衔，不是一个职位，是一个功用。
And it's a gift.
是一个恩赐。
There's certain individual have this gift of counting people.
有些人他就有这个数点的恩赐。
We wish that the Lord will encourage those who are given this gift to function in the assembly.
那我们期望在我们中间有这样恩赐的人起来使用这样来尽这样的功用。
You don't need someone give you a position or a title.
你不需要人给你一个头衔，给你一个地位。
Because this is not about title or position.
因为这件事不是一个头衔或者地位。
If Lord give you this gift.And function, you just need to exercise it.
所以神如果给你这个恩赐，和这个功用的话，那你就起来在实际里面来应用。
The rod can also be used for discipline.
而且杖可以用来管教。
When the sheep wander around,
当这个羊走迷的时候
，you're going from one pasture to the other pasture.
从一个青草地到另外一块青草地。
Then shepherd will bring them back.
这个牧者要带他们回来。
And this is another function, another gift.
这是另外一个恩赐，另外一个功用。
Again, I think I'm fully confident that some of us will have this function and gift.
我心里面非常的确信，在我们中间有人有这样的恩赐，也有这样的功用。
But we need to exercise those functions.
但我们也是要在实际里面来应用。
Then there is the staff.
还有杆。
The staff is different from rod.
杆与杖不太一样。
The staff has a hook in front of it.
这个杆在末端有一个弯。
So when the sheep fall into the ditch,
所以当羊跌到沟里的时候
then the shepherd used the staff to hook the sheep back.
这个牧者就用杆来勾住这个羊把它带上来。
And the staff, having the staff,It's also a very specific function and gift.
而这个杆，手里有杆，也是一个特别的恩赐跟功用。
And we need to ask the Lord if I or you are given this gift.
所以我们需要到神面前询问，是不是神已经给了我们这样的功用还有恩赐。
Therefore, we can bring the brother or sister back.
所以我们可以把弟兄姐妹们带回来。
And the staff.The rod and the staff will comfort them.
而这杖这杆都要安慰弟兄姐妹们。
Or strengthen them.
或者让他们重新得力量。
Brother and sister, if we have this gift,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们有这个恩赐
we must exercise.
必须要使用。
Because we need the rod and we need the staff.
因为我们中间需要有杖，也需要有杆。
It's number seven.
下面第七点
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人面前你为我摆设宴席。
The shepherd has to do this.
牧者一定要做这件事。
Because I have never seen a sheep prepare a table for himself.
因为我还没有看到一只羊他自己可以摆设宴席的。
It's not capable that the sheep are not capableprepare a table.
因为羊是不可能来摆设宴席的。
Especially in the presence of, say, wolves.
尤其比如在一只狼面前。
And a sheep can only escape from the presence of enemy.
对于羊来讲，他们唯一能做的就是在敌人面前逃跑。
The sheep are not able to prepare a table.
这个羊是不可能自己在敌人面前摆设宴席的。
But with the presence of a shepherd,
但是因着有牧者的同在
，a table can be prepared.
一个宴席可以被摆设。
Even in the presence of the enemy.
就算是在敌人面前。
Even the wolf hiding in the woods.
就算这个狼是隐藏在这些丛中。
As long as the shepherd is present.
只要牧者在那里。
The table can be established.
就有一个宴席可以被摆设。
And the sheep can feed upon the green pasture.
那这个羊就可以在青草地得草吃。
So it's wonderful to have a shepherd.
所以有一个这样的牧者何等的美好。
But our Lord Jesus is far greater than a shepherd.
但我们的主耶稣比这样的牧者还要伟大。
Because our Lord Jesus has defeated the enemy.
因为我们的主他已经打败了仇敌。
He defeated the enemy on the cross.
他已经在十字架上胜了仇敌。
Therefore the enemy...Not only cannot prevent us from feasting, the enemy became our food.
所以敌人不单是不能来阻止我们享用宴席，而且他成为我们宴席上的食物。
Do you recall Caleb and Joshua?
你还记得那个加勒跟约书亚吗
？There were two. They were part of the 12 spies.
他们是十二个探子里面的两个。
Then they came back from spying.
他们在窥探那地之后回来
，and the 10 other spies said we cannot go in because there are giants dwelling in the land.
其他的十个探子说我们不能进去，因为在那地居住有巨人。
They will swallow us up.
他们会吃掉我们，像食物一样。
But Caleb and Joshua said.
但是加勒跟约书亚这么说
No, the Lord is going to give them to us and they shall be our food.
他们说不是的，神要把他们赐给我们，成为我们的食物。
Not only prepare a table in the presence of enemies.
不光是在敌人面前摆设宴席。
The enemy become our spiritual food.
甚至敌人成为我们属灵的食物。
So the victory of the cross is complete.
所以十字架上的这个得胜是完全的得胜。
Therefore, we can sit on the table.
所以我们可以坐在宴席前。
Which the Lord has spread before us.
就是神在我们面前摆设的。
The victory of our Lord Jesus is our victory today.
主耶稣基督他的得胜就是我们今天的得胜。
If we can claim this victory,
如果我们可以这样来宣扬的话
we can prepare the table for our brothers.
我们可以这样宣告，就可以在弟兄姐妹面前也来摆设这样的宴席。
Brother and sister, this is tremendous.
弟兄姐妹们，这是何等的伟大
！We need to learn, we need to experience how to claim the victory of the cross.
我们需要来学习，也需要来经历，怎样在十字架上来得胜。
If we can claim that victory like Joshua, like Caleb.
如果我们也可以像加勒约书亚那样来宣告的话
Then at any given time, we can prepare the table.
那任何时候我们都可以摆设宴席
In the presence of our enemies.
甚至在敌人面前
It is a wonderful thing for us to do.
这是一个非常美好的事如果我们可以如此行
Therefore, we pray that the Lord would encourage us.
所以我们祷告愿意神来激励我们
As we...Go through the valley of the shadow of death.
当我们行过死荫的幽谷的时候
That's the time we learn how to claim the victory of Jesus.
这就是我们来学习怎样来宣告主耶稣得胜的时候
That's the place we can experience the presence of our Lord.
就在那里我们可以经历神的同在
If we can claim the victory of Jesus in the valley of shadow of death,
如果我们可以在死荫的幽谷也来宣告主耶稣基督的得胜的话
Then we can prepare the table in the presence of the enemy.
那我们就可以在敌人面前摆设宴席
It is Lord's victory.
这个是主他的得胜
It's not our victory.
不是我们的得胜
We claim his victory.
我们是宣告他的得胜
We are weak. We are always very weak.
我们软弱经常软弱
But the marvelous thing is that we can claim the victory of someone that is much, much stronger.
但是这不可思议的时候，是就是我们可以来宣告这个这么伟大的主他的得胜。
And his strength become our strength.
他的力量就可以成为我们的力量。
And his victory become our victory.
他的得胜就成为我们的得胜。
Number eight.
第八
You have anointed my head with oil.
你用油膏了我的头。
You know, the shepherd at the end of the day have to count the sheep as they, the sheep, go into the, fold.
当一天结束的时候，羊群归圈，这个牧者要来数点每一只羊。
At the same time, the shepherd count the sheep one at a time.
当牧者这样一个个来数点的同时
，He's trying to also see whether any of them, was wounded.
牧者也要来检查其中有没有受伤的。
You know, when the sheep is wounded, the wound is often on top of the head.
当羊受伤的时候，经常这个伤是在头上。
Do you know why?
知道为什么吗
？Because the sheep is always lower their head when they eat something.
因为羊要吃东西的时候，总是把头这么低下来。
You watch those sheep in the pastures always like that.
你如果在青草地看到羊的时候，他们总是这样。
Their head was lowered.
他们的头是低下的。
They focus on green pastures.
因为他们的注意力是在这个青草地。
And sometimes they didn't see the thorn bush or thistle bush.
有的时候他们看不到荆棘，也看不到棘藜。
And therefore, their head touched the thorn bush.
所以他们的头就是这样碰到荆棘。
So their head has wound on top of their head.
所以在头顶总是有很多的伤。
So the shepherd, as the shepherd count the sheep, oh, there's a wound on the head on the head.
所以当牧者来数点羊群的时候，在这个羊头上有伤。
Then the shepherd put some oil on.
所以牧者就会把膏油倒在羊的头上。
So this anointing of oil will heal the wound.
这个油可以来医治羊头上的伤。
What is the meaning of this?
那这里面的意思是什么
？The anointing of oil simply means be filled with the Holy Spirit.
头上有膏油，简单的讲就是被圣灵充满。
No, the goal of a shepherd.Is to help God's people to enter into the fullness.
牧者他的目的就是把羊群带到丰盛里面。
And what is this fullness?
那这个丰盛是什么呢
？The fullness is that this person is ruled by the Holy Spirit 100% of the time.
这个祝福就是这只羊可以在100%的时间里面都让神来掌管。
This is the true meaning of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
这就是被圣灵充满，它里面实际的意思。
And today there are many other ideas.
在今天，许多人对这件事有不同的看法。
There are many other ideas about being filled by the Holy Spirit.
有很多的看法来解释什么叫做被圣灵充满。
Some would say that you have to speak in tongues.
有的人教导你必须要说方言。
Then you are filled.By the Holy Spirit.
那你就是被圣灵充满。
It's not wrong, but it's not complete.
这个不是错，但是不完全。
Someone say you have to prophesy, then you are filled by the Holy Spirit.
有的人说你要说预言，那你就被圣灵充满了。
It's not wrong, but it's not complete.
不是完全的错，但这件事不完美。
Someone say you have to do certain things to indicate.You are filled by the Holy Spirit.
那很多人讲你要做这事做那事才代表你被圣灵充满。
When a person speaks in tongues,
当一个人说方言的时候
he is fully 100% controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他是100%被圣灵所掌控。
When someone prophesies,
当一个人说预言的时候
he is being 100% controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他是100%被圣灵所控制的。
Therefore, if one of his prophecy is not fulfilled,
所以如果他讲的预言有一个不成就的话
then he is false prophet.
他就是一个假先知。
So now, use this to compare with today's prophecies.
那今天我们来对照所听到的这些预言。
It's not the prophecy of the scriptures.
这些预言都不是从神的话里面来的。
The prophecy is a very serious matter.
讲预言是一件非常重要、严重的事。
Being filled by the Holy Spirit means constantly rule by the Holy Spirit.
这个膏油在头上就代表这个人是被圣灵所掌控。
It's not a one-time experience.
不是一次的经历。
It's not even an experience of a few times.
而且不是几次的经历。
It's constantly being ruled by the Holy Spirit.
是持续不断的被圣灵来引领来带领。
This is the goal of shepherding.
这就是牧养他的目的。
This is the goal of raising our children.
这就是我们教养儿女的目的。
The whole purpose of raising our children is one day your child will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们教养儿女的目的就是有一天他们可以被圣灵充满。
The Holy Spirit can rule their life.
圣灵可以来在他们的生命里面做主掌权。
If we care for one another, if we shepherd one another, based on this scripture,
如果我们根据这些话来牧养弟兄姐妹的话
，there are three consequences.
就有三个后面的结果。
Number one,
第一
，my cup overflows.
我的福杯满溢。
A cup must be full before he overflows.
一个杯一定要先满了才会溢出来。
And the goal of shepherding is to see God's people to reach that fullness.
所以我们牧养的目的应该是让弟兄姐妹们里面是充满了这些丰富。
If we lead a brother go through the eight different stage,
如果我们带领一个弟兄或者姐妹走过这八个步骤
surely he will reach that fullness.
他一定会达到这样的丰满
And the cup overflows.
他的杯就会溢出来
Number two consequence
第二个后果结果
Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我
So this sheep has a trust and confidence that goodness and loving kindness will follow them
这个羊里面有这样一个确据，就是一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着他。
Not only the good days,
不光是在平顺的时候
but also bad days.
也在那些艰难的时候。
So it's very easy to say in the good days that surely goodness and loving kindness will follow.
在美好的日子，我们很容易讲必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
But it's precious to be able to say goodness.And loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.
但是何等宝贵，我们可以说一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Including those bad days as well.
也包括那些艰难的日子。
Even in my bad days.
就算在我艰难的时刻。
Surely goodness and loving kindness are following me.
必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Number three.
第三。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord.Forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Now we'll find that the sheep are just happy to be in the house of the Lord.
现在我们看到羊是如此的喜乐，因为它是在神的家中。
Now this is very significant.
这是非常有意义的一件事。
It is a very big deal.
是非常大的一件事。
Why is this such a big deal?
为什么这么大？
How in the world this is something big that You and I find a commitment that we want to dwell in the house of the Lord.
就是在主里面有一个人，他决定要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，在神的家里。
Because the Lord, before we do this, have chosen Zion to be His dwelling place.
因为在我们所不知道的时候之前，神已经拣选了锡安做他的居所。
The Lord has chosen the house of the Lord to be His resting place.
神已经拣选了他自己，神的家作为他安息所在。
But unfortunately, the Lord is there by Himself.
但是很不幸的是，那时候只有主自己。
He had chosen house of the God to be His resting place, but He is the only one there.
他已经拣选了神的家做他安息所在，但是他只有自己一个人在那里。
So our Lord was so happy when he found another person also have chosen Zion.
所以神他何等的喜悦，看到另外一个人也选了锡安做他的居所。
And that person was David.
那个人就是大卫。
Therefore, God said David was the person after my heart.
所以神说大卫是合我心意的人。
Because the Lord is in this house of the Lord by himself.
因为那个时候神是主是自己一个人在那个他的家中。
And nobody else care for it.
没有其他的人在乎这件事。
But come this person, David.
但是现在他遇到了大卫。
And David said, that is my resting place also.
大卫说这个殿也是我安息所在。
Therefore, David so satisfied the heart of the Lord.
所以大卫何等满足了神的心。
By choosing the Zion as his resting place.
就是他也拣选锡安作为他安息所在。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
The Lord has chosen Zion for his habitation.
神已经拣选了锡安作为他的居所。
But God is waiting for you and I.
但是神在等候你，等候我。
To waiting for you and I one day will say that this is my resting place as well.
等到有一天，我们也可以说，这也是我安息所在。
For I have desired it.
因为我心里面所求的就是住在神的殿中。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has.Given us a new commitment to love one another.
弟兄姐妹们，神给了我们一个，主给了我们一个新命令，让我们彼此相爱。
We love one another by caring for one another.
我们彼此相爱就是要彼此关心。
By shepherding one another.
彼此牧养。
And we should ask the Lord to place one or two saints into our heart.
我们要求神把一位或两位圣徒摆在我们的心里。
Just one or two.
就一位或者两位。
So you start praying for him or her.
你就开始为他祷告。
You will walk alongside with him or her.
你与他一同来行走。
Then you know his or her spiritual condition.
而且你了解他属灵里面的光景。
Bring them into the green pastures.
把他们带到青草地上。
And quiet waters.
领他们在可安歇的水边
Be there in time of their troubles.
甚至在他们遭遇难处的时候
Restore them when they fall away.
来让他们的灵魂苏醒不让他们走弯路
Lead them into the victory of the cross.
带领他们进入十字架的得胜
Into the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
进入到圣灵里面的丰盛
May the Lord burden us.
愿意神在我们心里面摆下这样的负担
Give us this burden
给我们这样一个负担
To be a shepherd
成为一个牧者
To have the sympathy for our brothers and sisters
对着弟兄姐妹心里面有这样的同情
To exercise the rod and the staff the Lord has given to you
来运用神给我们的杖和杆
Rise upAnd care for one another.
起来，彼此相爱，彼此关怀。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can still come before and fellowship upon your words.
父啊，感谢你，就算到今天，你还允许我们在你面前有在话语里面的交通。
Your word is always the lamp to our feet.
你的话总是我们脚前的灯。
We pray that this morning that this word become indeed the lamp to our feet.
我们的祈求就是今天这样的话真的成为我们脚前的灯。
So we know how to walk on the path of righteousness.
所以我们知道怎样行走在这义路上。
In our home or in assembly.
在家中，在聚会中。
Pray that this morning that you will give us.That genuine burden for one another.
我们今天也求你赐给我们这样真实的负担。
So we can actually love one another in practice.
我们可以在实际里面彼此相爱。
No, we have much to learn.
我们有许多要学的。
But we thank the Lord, you are our good shepherd.
但是感谢神，感谢主，你就是我们的大牧人。
And we shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
You are everything to us.
你就是我们一切的一切。
Even on this matter of shepherding, You are everything to us.
就算在牧养这件事上，你也是我们的一切。
Therefore, we want to come humbly before you.
所以我们愿意谦卑来到你面前。
Ask the Lord to teach us.
求主来指教我们。
How to care for one another.
如何彼此来关爱。
We trust this word into your hands.
把这些话我们交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。